many women...
Oh, it's going to be this, isn't it, McIntosh? All right, I'm going to explain some things to you, and I want your porky face to listen. Weasel word is an informal term for words and phrases aimed at creating an impression that a specific and or meaningful statement has been made when, in fact, only a vague or ambiguous claim has been communicated, enabling the specific meaning to be denied if the statement is challenged. This is what you do constantly in this video, McIntosh, so much I'm actually going to start a counter, in which you already have one where you say many women, without giving us any kind of quantity or context. And I'm going to write these down using the most patriarchal font I can find.
Have courageously spoken out about how they experience alienation and harassment in gaming. Despite this fact,
is it a fact though?
Too many male gamers dismiss the issue as no big deal and insist that there isn't really a problem.
There is a problem for certain female gamers. I suspect they're the sort of female gamers who probably support the concept of Doom without guns or a press X to skip combat button. I have some bad news for these female gamers. I don't care if they find these spaces alienating. I just don't give a fuck. It's not my problem. I know, it's callous as fuck, isn't it? But I really don't give a shit. If they don't like gaming, they can just leave. That's simply how I feel about it. And I am in no way obliged to provide them with anything. That's the great thing about being independent individuals. If I don't like someone, I don't have to pay attention to them. I don't owe them anything. And I don't care what your opinion of that is. And that's what makes this entire video absolutely hilarious to me, McIntosh. You talk as if I should give a fuck about your little fucking guilt trip. Not interested. Let's carry on.
One of the luxuries of being a member of a privileged group is that the benefits afforded to us often remain invisible to us.
Well, I tell you what, if anyone can be an expert in privilege, McIntosh, I'm willing to concede that you are one. I wish my dad owned a house on an island like this. Look at all those fucking yachts.
Working towards solutions requires that male gamers become aware of the ways in which we unconsciously benefit from sexism.
I think you've got a bigger stumbling block in getting me to care about your agenda. I don't know whether you'd noticed, but the results are in. There are plenty of women in the video game industry, and they're just fine with it just how it is. It's you and your little crew of social justice cronies who want to go changing everything, and to that I say, go back to Plymouth Rock, you fucking Puritans.
We can't work to fix something unless we first understand its effects.
Which immediately disqualifies you from being able to fix anything.
With that in mind, the following is a checklist of some of the concrete benefits that male gamers automatically receive simply for being men.
Bollocks is anything you say concrete. But I'm not really concerned about that, McIntosh. I'm concerned about your fucking face. What is with this expression? Seriously, you look like you're about to cry. Does your skewed perception of male privilege wound you so deeply? That white male guilt though, eh, McIntosh?
I can choose to remain completely oblivious or indifferent to the harassment that many women face in gaming spaces.
You're absolutely right. I don't even think you understand just how deeply my indifference to things can run. For example, I'm utterly indifferent to your attempt at trying to make me feel bad. Because maybe, somewhere, possibly, someone might have had something bad happen to them.
I am never told that video games or the surrounding culture is not intended for me because I am male.
Alright, beta man, I'm happy to concede that we have, in fact, time-traveled from 2014 back to 1993.
I can publicly post my username, gamertag, or contact information online without having to fear being stalked or sexually harassed because of my gender.
No one has to fear anything, and sexual harassment happens to men. Not that I would expect you to have experienced it. Oh, not because you're a really, really unappealing, skinny, vegan mangina, but because you probably live in San Francisco, and I hear that the ladies there are so much more progressive that they wouldn't do such a thing.
I will never be asked to prove my gaming cred simply because of my gender.
And neither are women. Like any hobby, with enthusiasts, people who come into the hobby need to demonstrate their knowledge of the hobby to be able to claim to be enthusiasts. It's just the nature of the beast. Shit, I'm pretty sure the word beast is rape culture. I'm so sorry.
If I enthusiastically express my fondness for video games, no one will automatically assume I'm faking my interest just to get attention from other gamers.
No, I'm fairly certain that everyone's going to be assuming you're doing it to get attention from social justice warriors.
I can look at practically any gaming website, show, or magazine and see the voices of people of my own gender widely represented.
One, so fucking what? Two, women don't exactly have a dearth of media. And three, you freaks are the only people who care so much about identity politics.
When I go to a gaming event or convention, I can be relatively certain that I won't be harassed, groped, propositioned, or catcalled by total strangers.
Well, now I've seen everything. A black social justice warrior. But to speak to your point, well, I'm not surprised. Look at you.
I will never be asked or expected to speak for all other gamers who share my gender.
This is a stupid point for two reasons. One, women aren't actually called upon to speak on behalf of their gender. Women are called upon to speak on behalf of themselves. The second point, though, is that for some reason, there are women who would purport to speak on behalf of all women. And we call those women feminists.
I can be sure that my gaming performance, good or bad, won't be attributed to or reflect on my gender as a whole.
And that's probably because scientists are still trying to determine what gender you are. But even then, it isn't that they suck because they're women. It's that women suck because they don't practice very often. And the ones that do practice very often don't suck. It's almost like gender identity doesn't matter to gaming because the game doesn't care.
My gaming ability will never be called into question based on unrelated natural biological functions.
I'm actually going to call into question your gaming ability due to natural biological dysfunctions. Also, what is going on with these expressions? Have you all been fucking drugged?
I can be relatively sure my thoughts about video games won't be dismissed or attacked based solely on my tone of voice, even if I speak in an aggressive, obnoxious, crude, or flippant manner.
Bollocks. If you put on a nagging, shrewish voice like Sarkeesian does, you'd be judged on your tone of voice too. The only reason you don't is because you know it won't work because you're a man and that sort of shit doesn't fly when men do it.
I can openly say that my favorite games are casual, odd, non-violent, artistic, or cute, without fear that my opinions will reinforce a stereotype that men are not real gamers.
Listen, Johnny Smooth Cheeks, you and I both know you do not have the testosterone to create a mustache that dense. Not only that, it's placed far too low down on your lip. But that was just some personal advice. To address your point, what you don't understand is that you saying these things is going to reinforce the stereotype that social justice warriors are not real gamers, and social justice warrior men are fucking pathetic.
When purchasing most major video games in a store, chances are I will not be asked if, or assumed to be, buying it for a wife, daughter, or girlfriend.
Let me get this straight. Not being asked if you're buying a video game for your wife is a male privilege. Really scraping the bottom of the barrel here, aren't we? Because my response to this is, so fucking what? And your response to that question will no doubt be facile.
The vast majority of game studios, past and present, have been led and populated primarily by people of my own gender. And as such, most of their products have been specifically designed to cater to my demographic.
A, so fucking what? And B, most video games are not made by eunuchs.
I can walk into any gaming store and see images of my gender widely represented as powerful heroes, dastardly villains, and non-playable characters alike.
Yeah, and when this happens with women, feminists bitch about it. Frankly, I'm surprised any developers include women in their games at all. It seems like a complete minefield.
I will almost always have the option to play a character of my gender, as most protagonists or heroes will be male by default.
Dude, literally no one cares. And also, you're talking shit. I mean, most games don't even have protagonists. Most games are things like Farmville and Candy Crush and Tetris. That if you want to just talk the aggregate of games that exist, okay? You're talking about a very specific subset of games that are very specifically aimed at men because the men are the majority of the purchasers of these games. So when I tell you that no one gives a fuck, I'm actually being serious. That nobody, absolutely nobody, outside of you stupid gender identity politics dipshits, gives a fuck.
I do not have to carefully navigate my engagement with online communities or gaming spaces in order to avoid or mitigate the possibility of being harassed because of my gender.
Actually, you do. You just do it without thinking about it. And if you had any sense, you would have said sexually harassed because then you would have had a better point. And I wouldn't be able to simply throw up the evidence that men are actually harassed online more than women to tell you to get your fucking facts straight.
I probably never think about hiding my real-life gender online through my gamer name, my avatar choice, or by muting voice chat out of fear of harassment resulting from my being male.
Probably not thinking about things is hardly a privilege, and it's self-evident you also didn't think about the benefits of making yourself appear to be a girl online. This is actually a friend of mine's old Facebook picture, which he then changed back to himself because he was interested in a lady.
When I enter an online game, I can be relatively sure I won't be attacked or harassed if and when my real-life gender is made public.
So can women by exactly the same wishy-washy standards.
If I am trash-talked or verbally berated while playing online, it will not be because I am male, nor will my gender be invoked as an insult.
No, but your sexual orientation certainly will be, you queer lord.
While playing online with people I don't know, I won't be interrogated about the size and shape of my real-life body parts, nor will I be pressured to share intimate details about my sex life for the pleasure of other players.
Implying that you have a sex life, but I'm happy to agree to this. You were completely right. Other men don't generally try to get sexual with other men. I'm afraid being attractive to men is simply a cross that women are going to have to bear.
Complete strangers generally do not send me unsolicited images of their genitalia or demand to see me naked on the basis of being a male gamer.
It's only because I don't have your email address.
In multiplayer games, I can be pretty sure that conversations between other players will not focus on speculation about my attractiveness or sexual availability in real life.
I have some bad news for you. That's not because you're male.
If I choose to point out sexism in gaming, my observations will not be seen as self-serving, and will therefore be perceived as more credible and worthy of respect than those of my female counterparts.
Sorry, did you just say beta mangina pointing out sexism in games isn't self-serving? That's insanely self-serving. It's your only fucking mating strategy. And also, when you say something, it is a lot less credible than when anyone else says it. I would think it more credible if a child had said it.
Because it was created by a straight white man, this checklist will likely be taken more seriously than if it had been written by virtually any female gamer.
Let's be honest with ourselves here, shall we, gentlemen? This list was created by a bunch of asexuals. And I'm not suggesting that you guys are Pixie Jenny's harem by consent.
These benefits should not be reserved for men.
This list is not meant to suggest that male gamers are always treated well.
Sometimes we are bullied.
Or subjected to online nastiness.
But it's not based on or because of our gender.
Oh, I disagree. Any online nastiness you guys are going to get is entirely because you're male. And because you're such fucking self-serving, pussy-whipped motherfuckers who lack any sense of self-respect and are unable to see yourselves as sovereign individuals who should place their own dignity above obsequiousness to women.